Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Rome this morning, Pope Benedict is now in his final hours in office before his resignation takes effect later today.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
This was Benedict delivering his final blessing this morning during his final meeting with Catholic cardinals. Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley is among the church leaders in Rome to be part of the conclave of cardinals choosing the next pope. Will O'Malley be a contender for the job? His name's been floated in the Italian press, but most acknowledge he's a long shot. Both of our next guests view him that way, O'Malley as a long shot candidate, but both view him differently in terms of whether they think he's qualified. The two did not want a debate, so we spoke with them separately. First, to C.J. Doyle, president of the group Catholic Action League, who is skeptical.
I think you've heard a lot of talk recently about the need for the next pope to be a kind of feet under their desk, hands-on administrator. No one would really, both those who are friendly and unfriendly towards Cardinal O'Malley, would describe him as a kind of hands-on, highly engaged administrator. Also, Cardinal O'Malley, bear in mind, despite his personal skills in handling the sexual abuse crisis, is handicapped somewhat by that ongoing train wreck known as the Archdiocese of Boston.
In your view, is Cardinal O'Malley handicapped or helped by his handling of the clergy sex abuse crisis?
He's helped by that, certainly. And certainly, obviously, the Holy See viewed he was helped by that because they sent him to Ireland as part of the commission of cardinals that went to investigate sexual abuse in Ireland. But sexual abuse is not the only issue facing the archdiocese. It's also these relentless downsizings that we've had in terms of parishes and schools and other institutions. You know, we've lost our Catholic hospital system. We no longer do Catholic adoptions. So the model of the Archdiocese of Boston is not really a model of success in the Catholic Church.
Essentially, what you're saying is, why would the College of Cardinals hire someone who's presided over a shrinking archdiocese?
Exactly. And I mean, you know, you want to be fair here with Cardinal O'Malley. Many of the problems predated him. You can't really blame him for the flood. But at the same time, after 10 years, you might hope that he had some plan for flood control.
What message do you think it would send about sex abuse in the Catholic Church if O'Malley was selected by his peers as pope?
I think it would send a message, obviously, that the Church took it seriously. I think one of the things that bothers me as a Catholic, and again, I don't say this critical of the cardinal, is that the Church's approach to sexual abuse was rather bureaucratic, almost like that of a large corporation. The CEO goes on and makes a contrite apology. They pay out a large amount of money for settlements. They introduce all sorts of procedures and policies, but you really have to wonder how effective these are. Is there actual reform in terms of the formation of the clergy and the discipline of the clergy? I think the jury is still out.
That is C.J. Doyle, president of the Catholic Action League. We also spoke to Fall River priest Father Roger Landry about how O'Malley has handled the clergy sex abuse crisis. Landry studied at the Vatican and was ordained by O'Malley years ago when O'Malley was the bishop of Fall River. While O'Malley was there, the church was rocked by allegations that then-priest Father James Porter had abused more than 100 kids.
Even several years later, when he would talk about meeting with victims, he would have to leave the room because he would be sobbing uncontrollably. That's the only response that any father or mother, any spiritual father or spiritual mother could have, and that's really who he is.
Would the selection of Cardinal O'Malley then send a message that, in the Church's view, the clergy sex abuse crisis is over, or that at least some Church leaders think that it is?
I think it would suggest exactly the opposite. And this would show the real seriousness of the Church, that we want not only to respond adequately to those who have been harmed, but we want to bring someone into a position so that every nation has the proper protocols to try to do everything possible to ensure no recurrence of this terrible evil.
There are some people who think that Cardinal O'Malley is not invested enough as an administrator to administer the Catholic Church as a whole from the seat of the Vatican.
Cardinal O'Malley has always been invested in whatever responsibilities that he's had. There are always compromises there, and one of the compromises is that he's delegated an awful lot of the administrative tasks to others. So if the cardinals across the world really wanted to have a top-notch administrator who would lead by his own example, Cardinal O'Malley wouldn't be their first choice on that.
So then I think I have to ask, do you think that the worldwide church now needs a new pope who will spread the word of the gospel worldwide, or a new pope who's a good administrator?
I think the Church Universal needs both. The Pope can't really delegate going across the world preaching the gospel to anybody else among his collaborators. And so I tend to think we're going to see a Holy Father with priority, like John Paul II and like Benedict had, that the teaching office and the sanctifying office of the Church will take up the lion's share of their time, and the administrative side of their duties would be delegated to capable collaborators.
Father Roger Landry is pastor of St. Bernadette Church in Fall River. Landry will be in Rome as the color commentator of sorts on the process of selecting the next pope for the Catholic TV channel EWTN. We also heard from C.J. Doyle, president of the Catholic Action League.